I'm here with Lynn Delaney, the Executive Director of the RFK Center for Justice and Human Rights. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Liza. Thank you for being here.
This is going on the 21st year that you have this golf tournament. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
It's hard to believe we've been doing it for 21 years now. It's something that Ethel pretty much created to support the work of her husband's memorial, the RFK Center. We're now up to over $500,000 for this one single day event. And it's kind of a perennial favorite with a lot of our donors and our celebrity friends who come out to support the human rights work.
I know that your foundation gives out many awards during the year. Can you tell me about some of those?
Sure. We give out an annual human rights award, and we just announced in September this year's recipient, who is Abel Hernandez of Mexico, and he works on indigenous rights issues for people of the mountain region. We have laureates from over three dozen countries who we work with, human rights laureates on issues from land rights and water rights and labor and the right to health and the right to education and pretty widespread gamut of issues that we work on with these individuals who are really heroes in their communities and in their countries.
I saw on your website that you had the RFK Europe initiative. Can you tell me about that?
Well, we had a lot of friends and supporters in Europe who wanted to help us get our work out in other countries, particularly in Europe. And they primarily work on Speak Truth to Power, which is our human rights education project, which is terrific. It's a curriculum for schools, and it teaches students about human rights and about some of these more well-known human rights defenders, but it also tells them how they can make a difference in their schools or in their communities or in their country, and it gives examples of how they can do that. And it's in over 100,000 school students have it in Europe.
And in the United States, are there a lot of schools that use that as well?
There are. It's growing more in the United States. We have partnered with the New York State Unified Teachers, and we're developing a curriculum with them to get into the New York State schools, and then we hope to broaden that. But yes, there are in other schools in the United States as well. But it's the primary focus of RFK Europe.
I know that you've been doing some stuff in Louisiana for the BP oil spill. Tell me about some of that work you're doing.
Well, we have a laureate from New Orleans named Stephen Bradbury, and he's a community organizer who now has his own organization. But he was working on issues such as the right to return after Hurricane Katrina and jobs for folks who had to leave when they came back. They didn't have any jobs. And he was working to make sure that the citizens of New Orleans and the Gulf Coast had a say in the rebuilding, had a voice in how things were going to be done going forward. And with the BP spill, there are some of the some similar issues. You know, some livelihoods have been wiped out. There are definite human rights issues there. So we're trying to work with Stephen to help on some of those.
Aside from all those great things you're doing, is there any other initiatives that you're going to be launching in the future?
Well, we'd like to build on our educational program, Speak Truth to Power, and every year we have a new laureate and a new cause somewhere around the globe. And we also have our RFK Book and Journalism Awards, which recognize authors and journalists who really focus on some of the tough social issues out there. And that kind of reporting is getting more and more rare because a lot of newspapers and outlets don't have the resources to put the time and the money and the staff into these kind of really deep reporting on these issues. So we really like to profile those pieces. And it was founded by the media who covered Robert Kennedy's last campaign, and it's judged by peers. So it's really a special award to the media community.
I know that you have a lot of high-profile celebrities and people like that that are on the board of your foundation and that really support your cause.
We do. We're very fortunate that we have folks who come out to events like this, as well as we have an annual gala and or who perform and Speak Truth to Power. It has a dramatic portion to it, or who just, you know, are there to give us the support. Today we've got a great crew out here. We've got George Lopez and Bill Murray and a lot of great sports stars here, Daryl Green and Jim Rice. So we're delighted, and it's wonderful to see people taking that kind of time out to give us a hand. And, you know, it's not really us they're giving the hand to. It's these folks in the different countries, including our own, who we're trying to help with our human rights work.
So, Lynn, how long have you been running the foundation?
About 10 years now.
What have you gathered through experiences running the foundation that you've learned?
Well, every time we have interaction with these real heroes on the ground and the front lines of some really difficult struggles, it's an honor to work with them, and it really puts things into perspective. And it's very rewarding to see that you can make a difference in these in the lives of others. And as you know, Robert Kennedy said, we each have an obligation to try to do that, and we take that very seriously.
It's true. Sometimes in the world, you think my vote doesn't count, or my little voice doesn't count. The world's so overwhelming, but it does.
It does. It absolutely does. And part of the theme of the Speak Truth to Power education is the power of individual action. And I think you're right. People underestimate that.
Well, Lynn, thank you so much.
Thank you, Liza.
You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf Live on 95.9 WATD.